All right, Rabotai, welcome. We continue our study of the Haftarot. These classes have been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Freddy Kassab, his wife Yvette, Nahaslahat Mishpachtam, Olilu Nishmat Yitzhak Ben Mazal, Ruach Hashem Tenihanu Began Eden, Amen. We're in the series of Shav Dinehamata. These are the seven Haftarot of consolation. We're up to number six. And this is the Haftarah of Ki Tavo. Of course, the Nehama Haftarot primarily are the Nehamot of Yeshayah and Navi. This is a great Haftarah that talks about ultimately the coming of the Mashiach and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the payback that the Goyim are going to have to compensate us for all the pillaging that they've taken from us over the thousands of years in Galut. It's all going to come back to us. As an introduction, the Hafetz Chaim writes that somebody will come along and say, so many generations that were more worthy than us, they couldn't bring the Mashiach. Mashiach's going to come in our generation. We're not Tanaim, we're not Amoraim, we're not Geonim, we're not Bishonim, we're not, even Aharonim Hashuvim. So how could the Mashiach come? So he said, "Shematarat haGalut is lechaper al hatei Yisrael. The purpose of the Galut is to mechaper on the sins. Ulchol Galut veGalut hukba kama zeman yisbelu, kedei she'al yedei yisurin nimhalu." So basically, it's all kapara, the Galut, kapara for the avonot. "V'imayinu nigalim techem petchilat haGalut." If we would have been redeemed earlier, in better generations, "hayu tzrichim leharbe meod zechuyot." You would need a lot of zichyot in order to offset the averot that we have. Kedesh yusar memahov shel meot shanim shel galut. V'ze lo haya biyadam shel avotenu lefrawa. Lefi zehu masik hayom ahar meot shanim shel galut sheYisrael nefusim al bekesot haaretz v'sovlim metzukot harbe bevaday nikinu ma'avonotenu al yedei zeh. So he's saying, well, basically the hundreds of years of galut or thousands of years is a kapara to pay for the sins of Klal Yisrael. So couldn't have come early. They didn't have enough zechuyot and they didn't have enough yisurim. So therefore, the geulah is going to come not because we're worthy of it, but because we've paid the price. Our haftarah begins. Beautiful pesukim. Kumi ori kiba orech. This was said regarding to Yerushalayim. This is referring to the simcha of Yerushalayim, that it's going to turn from darkness into light. Rise up, Yerushalayim. Kiba orech, your light has come. Your time has come. Uchvod Hashem alayich zarach, and the glory of God is going to shine upon you. Again, this is referring to the Shekhinah that's going to be revealed on Yerushalayim. Tebaneh v'tekonen, amen. So the Torah is telling us what it's going to look like at the times of Mashiach. The Aris is going to be filled with Hoshech. And the nations of the world are going to be dark like the thick black clouds. But unto you, the Jewish people, God will shine. Uchbodo and the kavod of Shekhinah alayich yira'eh will be revealed. These pasukim over here are very, very significant. This pasuk specifically, the pasuk is telling us that at the end of time, the world is going to be filled with hoshech, arafel. The nations of the world itself is going to be very, very low. It's going to be very difficult times. Ikbeta de Meshiha. And then specifically it says, Va'alayich Izrach Hashem. There's a very, very important yesod, which really is the theme of what we came to talk about today. The theme is brought down by the Maharal from Prague. It's brought down from Rav Tzadok HaKohen. To me, it's such an important yesod in life and in Jewish history. The Maharal is on the Gemara that says that when Rabbi Akiva came out of the, when they went to the Churban, to the temple, and they saw the Churban, him and his colleagues, and they saw the shu'al coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim, the famous Gemara at the end of Makot, and it says Rabbi Akiva started to laugh, and the colleagues couldn't understand what he's laughing, and he said, now that I see the Prophet exactly what he predicted, shu'alim elechubo, that's what happened, now I know that all the good prophecies that says that, you know, od yeshvu zekenim v'zekenot b'sha'ari Yerushalayim, and od yeshama ba'ari Yehuda, because all the good prophecies are going to come true as well. So Maharal explains a big yesod. The yesod is based on vayhi erev vayhi boker. Boker is representing the good times, the times of light. But boker can only happen if it's preceded by laila. Anything that's great, anything that's significant, anything that's valuable, always has to have a beginning stage. And the beginning stage always is, it has to go back to nothingness. It has to go back to almost oblivion. It's like, it has to go back to what we say in the Kabbalah, ayin, to nothing. And then once there's ayin, almost, from there, you could have yesh. Which means greatness always must come from the absence of it. Construction always has to be preceded by destruction. You never had a boker that wasn't preceded by a night. The dark night, all of a sudden, it seems that that's the mahalach. If you remember when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he says, how the world? It has to be that way. There has to be tohu vavohu before yehi or. We see it throughout Jewish history when the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim. V'chasher ya'anu oto, ken yirbeh v'chen yifrotz. The only reason why we had an ability of ken yirbeh v'chen yifrotz is because k'asher ya'anu oto. And even when we left Egypt at the lowest point, which means the point almost of no return. Just when you think Klai Yisrael is going to be lost, the 49.9 level of Tumah, and at that level, Borei Olam says, now you're ready to be. We don't know why it's like that, but that's the way it is. So anytime you see something of Bnei Israel in a very, very low place, the tzaddikim see, oh, if we reach the low point, that's a sign that the Ge'ula is coming. You know, always when you see things that look bleak, always where bleakness is, that's when you know the light is coming. As a matter of fact, we know this as a fact. The darkest part of the night is right before sunrise, which means that Alot Hashan, right before Alot Hashan, I should say, not before sunrise, but sunrise where it's getting lighter, but before Alot Hashan, before day break, you have already a very thick darkness. The thicker it gets, the darkness, the closer you know the day is on the way. So when Rabbi Akiva saw the miserable things that were happening at the Temple Mount, he said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, beautiful. This is the Hoshek we're looking for. This is the Hoshek we're waiting for." And when he explained that to the Rabbanim, he said, "Akiva ni hamtanu." Akiva ni hamtanu, which means, Akiva, you consoled us. Look at the way this is like this with everything in life, Rabbotai, a wheat in the ground. The wheat has to decompose first. The wheat decomposes, and after the decomposition of the wheat in the ground, then all of a sudden, sprouts up a wheat. But why does it have to be there? Why can't you just throw the wheat in the ground and it grows? It doesn't work that way. There has to be an ayin first, a bitul, and from the bitul comes ultimately the yesh. Same thing in biology, when you're having children. The Gemara says, where does the child come from? Tipasiruha. Tipasiruha is a putrid seed. Well, it's come from a putrid seed. Why can't it come from a fresh glass of milk? No, it doesn't work that way. It has to come from a putrid seed, and from there, so what's going to come from this? Over? This is nothing. This is, tipas ruha. And all of a sudden, comes Hakam Abadya, comes the Gedolei Ador from that spot. That's the system, the way it works. So he says, amazing. I saw brought down there from Rabbi Pinhas Mikoritz, one of the rabbis, Hasidim. He says, he's one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. He said, during the day, a person's active, right? Person's going, he's doing work, he's doing kindness, he does mitzvot, but what has to happen before he's able to do all the great things that a person does in the course of 12 hours in the day? He needs to go to sleep first. He says he needs to go to sleep. He says the sleeping, in, even in a person's life, is the inyan of a yairiv. The person has to shut down. There has to be a shutdown in order to create a bode'ani in the boker. And he goes on to say that the greater a person's success is, the more down he has to go. That's why animals don't sleep that much. Because animals don't accomplish so much during the day. So therefore the yirida of shena does not have to be so great, because they're not, which means it's yirida l'sorich aliyah. So his lashon is bechol ha'davarim sheba'olam yesh bechinat shena, you know, sleeping. Ve'afilu betzomeyach. I didn't know that. But even plants, he says, even water, he says, falls asleep. There's a certain point where it remains dormant. Ve'yedeze mitchadesh ha'hayut shebo bechol boker. The energy is rejuvenated every morning. V'lachen be'adam sheyesh lo chiyut yoter yashan yoter. The more chiyut you have, the more yeshena you have to have. In Kabbalah, they talk about this also, that before we can have a zivug, there's what's called a nesira. It's the same thing in life. Take the laws of tarat mishpacha. Before you can have a child, what happens? The relationship breaks up completely. The lady becomes nida. There's a separation. There's no zivug. There's no anything. You can't even pass a glass of water. But much, it's the extreme opposite, the extreme other side of zivug. And once you go through the tarat mishpacha properly, now, so all that creates the benefit to the child. A child that's born through tarat mishpacha, meaning because of abstention, so therefore it comes through this vayyayinev vayyiboken. And he comes along and he says, kishizur'im tivu'a ba'aris. Same thing that we just said. En yachol ligadel ki'im shiyirkav shtechila ad shiyeh le'en memash v'nish'ar shem be'elim gadol shiyachol ligdol shibon et shelem anen. All of a sudden it takes on a image and it starts to grow. So our pasuk over here in the Navi is telling us that what it has to look like at the times of Mashiach. The world is going to fall into moral darkness, like it's falling into today. In our generation, mamash, things that were not accepted only 5 or 10 years ago, that were not considered mainstream, today is considered very, 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 very acceptable. Even the biggest liberal people that never accepted, you know, partial birth abortion, now they're talking even after the child is born. Yeah, even if the child is born, after a certain period of time, you can take a shot and put it in the child and put him to sleep. But if you give a brit milah to a kid, that's considered cruelty to people. But you can kill a child. You can't give him a brit milah. You can't do metzitza bapeh. But metzitza bapeh is going to hurt. And we know all this confusion with gender, the confusion with marriage, confusion with right and wrong. So that's what's going to happen. So, but by the way, I gave you a consolation. When you see the world, and you're going to say to yourself, how can this reverse? It can't reverse. It can't reverse. The reverse is the geula. That's the reverse of it. That's why it says in the end of Masechet Sotah, all the telltale signs of Mashiach. It gives you all the telltale signs. And it says that one of the telltale, and then it says at the end of the Mishnah, that this is going to happen and that's going to happen, which everything happened already, by the way. Mishnah at the end of Sotah. All the telltale signs of what the world's going to look like when Mashiach comes. It's reading today's newspaper. Mamash, everything happened already. And then it says that ve'en lanu al mi lehisha'en ela al avinu shebashamayim. That, listen, at the end of the day, you can only rely on God. So I heard from one of the tzaddikim, they said, that's one of the signs. Which means, normally a person, he relies on the army, he relies on the banks, he relies on government. You know, you say, okay, listen, there's going to come a time where you're going to start to realize that Rabotai, you can't rely on it. You can't rely on the police department. You can't rely on the fire department. You can't rely on the mayor. You can't rely on government. Once we get to that moment where people are going to start to say, "En lanu amin hisha'en, el avinu shamayim," Allah Baruch, now God says, now you're ready. So you see, that's going to be a telltale sign, which is that we have to reach such a level where you have no trust in anything else, that the world is going to fall into such chaos, where you're going to say, nobody can get us out of this. It's only Borei Olam can save us. So We're living through that kiyah hoshik yichasear is va'arafe le'umim. And once that happens, va'alayich yichizrach Adonai. Mamash, at that point, alayich yichizrach Hashem. That's when the light is going to shine, the light of Mashiach. Uchvodo alayich yira'eh. I'll tell you even more, since we're in the month of Elul, these parashiot always come in the month of Elul, Rabotai. So there's a connection not only to the Nehama, but there's a connection to the Zman that we're in. For a human being also to reach high levels in spirituality, he has to also first go through what we call a bitul. The Baal Musar referred to it as bitul anochiyut. The key to growing is the first lesson of vatel himself, anava, humility. Humility is the inyan of what? I'm a nothing. Therefore, you're breaking yourself. You don't have anything. Once you don't have anything, then all of a sudden, the greatness comes. But the person has gava, so you didn't break yourself yet. You're still on high. You cannot have. So I saw a beautiful explanation that one of the tzaddikim say. There's a pasuk we say every morning in the tefillah. We say mizmor le'Torah. You see that? Thank you, Chosfon. You see in the Mizmor LeTodah, if you come to Aminyan, we sing it in a special tune every morning. Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to sing the Mizmor LeTodah. So it says over here, De'u, Ki Adonai Hu Elohim Hu Asanu. God made us. Velo Anachnu. Now this Velo Anachnu is a Kareh. It's written one way and it's read another way. It's actually written Lamed Aleph, Velo Anachnu. But we read it Velo Anachnu with a Vav. And one of the tzaddikim said that the key, if we want God to be for us, Velo Anachnu, we want Him to be for us, Velo, meaning God will be with us, He'll elevate us, it has to start with Velo Anachnu, meaning we're nothing, Bitul. Velo anachnu with an aleph turns into velo anachnu with a vav, and he said that's the key at the end of the year when we come to the month of Elul. He says Elul is those letters aleph lamed, vav lamed, lo. That's the goal of Elul. The goal of Elul is at the end of the year you have to be mevatel because you want a new year. Tahel shana berchotea. You cannot have the berachot until you're willing to, you know, exercise anava bitul le'anochiyut bitul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anava. So that's like the personal Hoshech that a person has to go through. But the world, just like there's a personal Ge'ula, there's the general Ge'ula as well. That's the Midata Anava, the Hadshut that they talk about at the end of time. In any event, so that we should be consoled. You know, the world is really dark, but at that moment, Alayich Yizrach Hashem. And you see at the end of the Haftarah, it can happen in a moment. V'alchu goyim le'orech, and the goyim are going to follow, and they're going to learn the ways of God, which means we're going to bring values back. V'alchu goyim le'orech, because they're going to lose their way. And now we're going to bring back Jewish values and Torah values, and they're going to start to follow our ways. Umlachim le'noga zarchech, and even governments and kings are going to be subjugated to the brightness of our shine. Si'i saviv enayich, lift your eyes up, ur'i, and look, kulam nikbitzu ba'ulach. Everybody's going to come from the four corners of the world. From the four corners of the world, there's going to be kibbutz galuyot. Banayich merachok yavo'u. Your children are going to come from far. Ubnotayich al tzad te'amana. And ubnotayich is referring to the daughters. Al tzad te'amana. The way the Mefarshim explained that is are going to be raised. Te'amana is Milashon Vehi Omenit Hadasa. Te'amana, which means they're going to be Kol Achat Mehem Tiyeh Megudelet Al Tzad HaMelachim UBeHikam, which means right, we're going to be brought up by royalty. Everybody's going to be all the Jewish people are going to be elevated. Al Tzad, meaning Al Tzad Melachim Te'amana, we're going to be raised up in the lap of luxury, in the lap of royalty. Al tzad te'amana. The Bein Ish Chai over here has a famous hadush based on, I think it was said by the Noam Elimelech, if I'm not mistaken. He says that there's five letters that are in the Hebrew alphabet, and these letters are the sod of all redemptions. Whenever you see one of these letters, you know there's a redemption. These are the letters of Mansapach. The Mem, the Nun, the Tzadi, the Pen, the Chav, these are Otiyot Shel Geula. So he says, the first letter is the Chav. The first Geula that we had was by Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, when God told Avraham Avinu, leave your father's house, and then already he started to become the father of a great nation. What did he tell him? Lech Lecha. That's already the Chav. So that's the Chav. The Chav already is the Geula of Avraham. What did God tell Yitzhak Avinu? By Yitzhak Avinu, when he was by Avimelech, what did Avimelech tell him? Lech mi'itanu ki atzamta mimenu me'od. Because he became very, very prosperous. So the greatness of Yitzhak began when? When the remez of the letter Mem. Ki atzamta mimenu me'od. By Yaakov Avinu, his greatness came at the time of his personal geula, when he was saved by, from his brother Esav. And what does it say? Hatzileni na. Na is the Nun. Hatzileni na miyad achim miyad Esav. The Jewish people then went to Mitzrayim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Pakod pakadti. Pakod pakadti, that's already the pe. So what's the letter that we're missing? The only letter that we're missing is the tzadi. So he said that based on this, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perich Avdalet, mekenaf ha'ares zemirot shamanu. He says, we've heard already many zemirot, many, many redemptions, and they come from the four corners of the earth. Mekenaf ha'ares. So says Rabbi Elimelech, mekenaf, we heard already the mem, we already heard the chaf, we already heard the nun, we already heard the peh. We heard most of them. Mekenaf ha'ares zemirot shamanu. But what's the end? Tzvi la tzadik. Tzvi la tzadik. We're waiting for the tzadik. We're waiting for the tzadi. The tzadi is going to be the letter of the geula. And therefore, he says, the Ben Ish-Hai, on this pasuk that we just read, he says, ubaze yuvan banayich merachok yavo'u la'atid. Ve'az ubnotayich al tzad. What's the tzad? The tzad is referring to the tzadi, which means te'amana, shememenu te'tzmach ha'geula. And not only that, te'amana is melashon amen. The achamim say that the geula comes b'zchut amen. Why? It says that the Jewish people went into how many geulas? We had geulat Mitzrayim, and then we came out of Bavel, and then we came out of Parasumadai, and then we came out of Yavan. And this is the fifth Geula. We're waiting for the fifth Geula. The Mikubalim say, that's the Kavanah you have when you answer the five Amenim in Kaddish. The five Amenim represent the fifth and final redemption. Therefore, you first Amen, yeah, but you redeem us from Mitzrayim. You redeem us to the five Geula. So therefore, it's Pasuk is saying, Al Tzaddi, the Tzaddi is Te'amana. Te'amana is Chut of the Inyan of Aniyat Amenim. Furthermore, Rabotai, and that's why it says in the Pasuk, that she quotes it, Te'amana is we're going to be raised in the lap of luxury by Malachim, and he quotes, by he omenet hadasa, and the Midrash writes, an amazing thing, atikne omenet hadasa, ela amenet hadasa, that Mordechai used to teach Esther to answer amen, because he knew that she's going to be the queen that's going to bring the Geulah to Kaiser. We know the Geulah comes al yedeh aniyat, amen. So vehi omen et hadasa, vehi amen et hadasa. So therefore, az tiri, then you're going to see v'nahart, and there's going to be great light. Ufahad v'rahav levavich. Fahad levavich is going to be a wonder, meaning your heart is going to expand suddenly. It's not going to be, we call that a surprise. Ki yehafich alayich hamon yam, hel goyim yavu'ulach. You're going to be shocked. All the goyim are going to come to serve you. It's going to happen suddenly. And therefore, it's going to say in the pasuk, ufahad, a good fear. Now, sometimes we get surprised. It's bad. Verahav levavech, your heart is going to expand quickly. Ki yehafech alayich hamon yam. The people are going to come from all over the world. They're going to come from every place. Hel goyim yavu'ulach. They're all going to come to Eretz Yisrael in order to serve you. She's now, instead of the nations persecuting you, they're going to come and respect you, and it's going to happen in a great way, and it's going to happen in a sudden way. The Pasuk says, Shiv'at Gemalim. What does this mean? Shiv'at Gemalim Techasech. The simple explanation is, they're going to have their camels. They're going to take their camels and load it up with all goodies, and there's going to be Shefa. Shiv'at Gemalim. They're going to fill up their camels with all the, you know, the loot, all the booty. Bechre Midyan Ve'efa. The Bechre is the either the leaders of Midyan, or they're also referring to the Gemalim, the young camels, which are strong, like a Bechor, the strong ones. They're going to be loaded up. Kulam Meshiva Yavo. They're going to come from the cities of Sheva. Zahav Ulbona Yisau. And they're going to carry gold and frankincense. Utilot Adonai Baseru. That's the main thing. They're going to be coming also with the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Metzudat says Shvat Inyan Ribui. It means in abundance. Bechre Gemalim Bahurim. The young camels. Yebaseru Inyan Sipur Hadashot. Which means they're going to come along and speak over the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means the Goyim. And it says in the Radak that who are they going to give this gift to? He says, "Hagemalim vasoharim vazahab v'lebona yaviu otam b'schora gam leminha lemelech haMashiach." They're going to all give gifts to the Mashiach. The Mashiach is going to be accepted by everyone. And it says, "Yibaseru." They're going to start to speak the praises of Hashem. I'm meaning Radak. Defi sheyu umot ha'olam hadashim b'sipur tilot Hashem. Today we always are talking Emunah stories and Hashkaha stories, and they don't do that. Now it's going to be a new thing for them. Ki ad hashta, till now, Yisrael hu sheyitihadu b'sipur tilot Hashem. Who tells the stories of tilot Hashem? Yisrael. V'chol mesapir hadashot yikaneh mebaser. Anytime somebody is doing something for the first time, they call it a mebaser. He's the first to tell the stories. So the Goyim are going to mebaser tilot Hashem. Kol son kedar yikavsulach. Son kedar is the sheep. They're going to bring to you. Ve'elenevayot is also different types of rams, male rams. Yishartenucha, going to serve you. Ya'alu al rasul mizbehi. Interesting. It sounds like over here that we're going to accept korbanot from the goyim. That the goyim are going to bring korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash. That sounds like we're going to accept it. Mi ele cha'av te'ufena v'chayonim el arubotehem. What is this referring to? Mi ele cha'av te'ufena. The Jewish people are going to come back to Eretz Yisrael like flying on a cloud. This to them is to, I guess, to the airplanes. He says, Kehilot Yisrael, I'm meaning the Adak, ha'olot mehagalut mizeh u'mizeh. Now, how are they going to come to Eretz Yisrael so quickly? So he says, "V'tavona kal mehera kemo ha'av." They're going to fly like a cloud. The cloud just comes across the sky. The Jewish people are going to come from all the corners of the world. So he says, "V'hemshil merutzat akalut le'ofefut," because the cloud comes. It looks like it's effortlessly. Kiyat tenuah kalash betenuot v'chayonim ala rubotehem. It's like birds that are flying back to their nest. Yonim el arabutehem, meaning the doves going back to their dovecote. And we're going back home. It says our home. Everybody's going to fly. It's like homing pigeons. Everybody's just going to fly back to their natural place. Ki li iyim yikavu. And all the islands, the people, the nations, and the islands, they're going to gather. Va'oniyot tarshish barishona. All the boats, which are all the different means of transportation. They're going to come lehavi banaych minahok. That means all the different airlines. I mean, one trip. Wherever you're from, Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion Airport. That's going to be one destination. Nobody's going anywhere. Every airline's going to now fly one route, only to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's what they're doing. They shut down the airlines now so they can prepare. They're standing by.
Just the preparation.
They're shutting down so they can come back with one route. Now they're not going to make it. Not going to make it difficult anymore. 1 second, we lost the connection here. 1 second. Wow, we lost both connections here. What happened? Is that something to... Let's try again.
Some of the words taken from Shira Shigim a little bit? Like
Yodim? Yeah, sure. Now it says, what's going to happen? Oh, so it says... They're going to take all our children from far, kaspam uzhavam itam, and the Jewish people are going to take the Jewish people, which means we're going to take all our money with us, which means we're not going to leave our money in the Gola. That's a very important one. Okay, toda rabah, mechila. We lost the connection. Better? So here it says that we're going to take our money with us. You know, people are worried, Mashiach's going to come, we have all assets, all the money in Galut. So the Radak comes along and says, no, you have nothing to worry. Kaspam uzhavam itam. Efshar kaspam uzhavam shul Yisrael. Kelomar, im kol mamonam yavou. Lo yanihu mamonam davar barasot ha-gola. Okay? And by the way, we're going to see now that we're going to get a lot of reparation. L'shem Hashem Elohayich v'lekdosh Yisrael ki pe'arach u'banu b'nei nechar chomotayich. Unbelievable. The goyim are going to come along now and rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. They're going to be u'malcheihem yishatenuch, and the kings are going to serve you ki b'ketzpi hekitich u'b'ritzoni rihamtich. Borei Olam says, it was my will that I brought you the Makkah, and now it is my will rihamtich that I brought you anger. And Rav Zaitchik writes that really everybody in this world is born with a certain kohot, a certain potential. The Goyim also have potential, but instead they use their potential to destroy, to kill Goyim, to kill the Jewish people, to destroy the city of Yerushalayim, to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. So the Atid Lavo, they're going to have to make their tikkun. What's their tikkun? To take all the kohot that they had and now rebuild the wall of Yerushalayim. All those kohot that they had that they should have used for the good, now you have to make your tikkun. So that's why it says, "Ubanu b'nei nechar chomotayich." They're going to build chomotayich. They're going to build the walls for us. And they say, according to one Hazar, says they're going to even be involved in the construction of the Beit HaMikdash. It says once that God's going to build the third Beit HaMikdash, it means God's going to build it through the tikkun of the Goyim. They have to do with their ki b'ketzpik itichu b'tzuri lihamtich. And the pasuk comes along and says, beautiful. The gates of Jerusalem are going to be open 24 hours a day. They're not going to ever have to close the gates. Why? He says, because there'll be so much goyim coming to Eretz Yisrael in order to serve the Jewish people, they're going to have to leave the gates open constantly. It's going to be constant. The airport's going to be open 24 hours a day. We have flights coming into Eretz Yisrael of the goyim, bringing material, bringing money, bringing wherewithal. Everything's going to be focused on serving B'nai Yisrael. We can't believe such a time. Ki agoy v'mamlacha asher lo ya'avduch yovedu. And anybody that does not join the program, that does not want to serve the Jewish people, yovedu, they'll be destroyed. V'goyim harov yichiravu. And they will be destroyed as well. Kevod ha'lebanon, this is for you, doctor. Kevod ha'lebanon elayich yavo. So you're going to bring the best woods. Lebanon is known for the cedar, you know, besides for their firecrackers. They're known for, for the, what do you call it, Beirut.
Lebanon.
Right. Lebanon is known for their cedar. So they're going to build the Beit HaMikdash. They're going to go to Lebanon, bring you the best trees. Berosh, Tidhar, these are names of cedar trees. Ut Ashur, Yahdab, all different types of cedar woods that are going to come. Rashi says, Mine Atze Lebanon. These are types of wood that comes from Lebanon. And what's going to be the purpose of it? Lefa'er mekom mekdashi umkom ragli achabed. That means Hezbollah is going to come give you that's Lebanon. Who's going to give it to you? Hezbollah, the party of God. They're going to come along and give you all the materials to build the buildings. Yeah, they're going to come and build it. It's going to be turned around. The biggest enemies of Christ are now going to end up being the ones that are going to give the raw materials to build the Beit HaMikdash. V'alchu elayich Shehoah bene me'anayich. What is Shehoah? What does that mean? Bent over? How does he explain it in the English?
They shall go unto you in bent submission.
Beautiful, bent over. Bechfifa. That's the Mitzudat says. Which means they're going to be subjugated to you. v'shtahavu al kapot raglayich, and they're gonna bow to your feet. Kol mina atzayich v'karu lach ir Adonai Sion kedosh Israel. They're gonna call the city the holy city of the Jewish people. Which is now we have a mahloket who Sion belongs to. It belongs to the Arabs. It belongs to the United Nations. It belongs to the Christians. La'atid lavo v'karu lach ir Adonai Sion kedosh Israel. Instead, in the time of Galut, the Jewish people were abandoned. Usnu'ah, they were hated, anti-Semitism. Ve'en over, and nobody came into Eretz Yisrael. Ve'samtich l'g'on olam, you're going to be the highest of the nations of the world. Mesos dor vador, the joy of all future generations. The Yanacht, now it says we're going to get all the money of the Goyim. The Yanacht, Halev Goyim, we're going to take the Halev. Halev is the milk of the Goyim, which means the Shefa. That she says, or the Radak says, Kilomar, Shetokli Tuv Eres Goyim. Every nation has their raw materials. We're going to take all the Halev Goyim. This one has, you know, Idaho has the potatoes. No, the potatoes are going to come. The Colombia has the coffee. And the coffee is going to come. And this one has the, you know, the raw materials of the gold and the silver. All the halev of the goyim are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Veshod melachim tinaki. Shod melachim is we're going to nurse from the melachim, which is the shefa. We're going to get the milk, so to speak, like you said. Ve'adat ki ani Hashem moshi'ech ve'go'alech abir Yaakov. Now, in Chodai, you have a problem. The problem is that it sounds like it's going to be a miracle. All this money is going to come to us. The problem is that we're not allowed to be neheneh from Maaseh Nisim. So the question is, you can only be neheneh from things that happen al pi ha-teva. That's the question that the Ben Ishai asks on this pasuk. He says, why weren't we allowed to take the Shalal of Yericho when they had the battle of Yericho? Because it was a miracle. The walls came down miraculously. And he says, Ma'aseh Nes. And therefore it's Asur Bahana'ah. So the Chaura, we're just saying that there's going to be a tremendous Ge'ula. God says, Ani Hashem Moshi'ech. V'go'alech Abir Yaakov. And now you're going to tell me what? We're going to get all the money. How can it be? So the Ben Ish Chai says, no, because this is not going to be although the money might come to you in a miraculous way, but it's a payback for all the money that they owe to you.
Oh, yeah.
They owe us this money. That's why the next pasuk says, "Ta'ata nechoshet." They stole from you nechoshet. Now avizahav, you're going to get gold. Ve'ta'ata barzel, and all the barzel that they took from you over the years, avikesef, they're going to bring silver instead. Ve'ta'ata etzim, and instead of the wood that they took, they burnt all the Jewish homes. The wood, how much wood did they burn? They're going to bring copper. Ve'ta'at abanim barzel, which means why? Because there's interest. What do you mean? You can't. You stole something from us 2,000 years ago. What do you think? There's no interest over 2,000 years. So therefore, you took a dan. You took etzim. Etzim now is worth nechoshet. And so on and so forth. You have to get exactly the present value, and that's what the Ben Ishai says. The answer to that question, he writes. V'tiratznu ki chel goyim asher nikach le'atid, that the spoils that we're going to take from the goyim, eno besug shalal, ela besug pera'on. It's a payment. Ki ha'omot chayavim li'Yisrael chov gadol. They owe us a lot. Ma shegazlu v'chamtzu mizman chorban bet ha'mikdash. Just look what the Germans did. They took everything from Bnei Yisrael. Ve'ad sof galut ha'aron. Ve'akol ba b'cheshbon alehem. V'sidichim l'shalem kerem uperot upere perot. They have to pay compounded interest, exactly. V'al kol mamonam, and even they give us everything, lo yaspik l'shalem ha'ov. It's not going to be enough. So that's why we're not to keep it, because it's a payback. Lo yishama. Oh, sorry. V'tal tavarim bazev v'samti pekudatech shalom v'noksayich Sedaka. He says, instead of charging us taxes, the Goyim are going to seek shalom from us. Before the Galut, the Goyim are like now, they're trying to come in to charge more taxes to the people.
They're
going to
apologize.
Right? They're going to make shalom with us. So that's what the Radak says. Shayu ha-Goyim notim pikidim al Yisrael. They used to put the tax collector on B'nai Yisrael, ligbot mehem mas. Instead of that, asim lach shalom ustaka. No more tax collectors, no more noxim, no more government bothering. Menoxayik sadaka. Lo yishama, he says, will not be heard. Od Hamas be'arsech. Okay, no more Hamas, rabotai. That's good. Hamas literally means theft. Theft. But literally means no more Hamas. Lo yilacha, there's not going to be any stealing. Be'arsech. Shod v'shever b'gbulayich. What's shod v'shever?
Plunder and breakage.
Okay, like we have today. Like we have today. No more. There's not going to be any more rioting. There's not going to be any more plundering of our assets.
Looting.
The Ben Yishai says beautiful. There's going to be Yeshua's salvation in your walls, usharaich tehila, and praise in your gates. The Ben Yishai says, and it's based on what we learned last week, that the Torah puts great value on the fences that we make for the Torah, the siyagim that we make. The Torah says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, "Asu siyag la Torah." You have to make fences in order to protect the Torah, and those siyagim are very, very important. The first avon was because the Yetzer Hara, the Nahash, broke the fence that Hava made for herself. Hava made a fence with Adam not to touch the tree. Once they broke that fence of touching, eventually they came to eat. So see, the Yisra knows that the key for Bnei Israel to keep the Torah is to keep the fences. That's why the Midrash writes that they once asked the snake, you know, where do you live? And he says, I live by the Gedir. That's where the snake lives, by the fence. So why do you live by the Gedir? He says, Ani parasti gedrosh el olam. That's my item. I go after the Gedarim. I go after the fences. Therefore, the fences are the key in order to protect Klal Yisrael. We saw in Masechet Yerubim the other day, Shlomo HaMelech izen v'tikveiken v'tiken yadayim laTorah. He made the handles for the Torah so we can get a grip on it. You can only get a grip on the Torah through Erubi Haserot, through the different tikkunim. So the Ben Yishai says that that's what it means when it says v'karat Yeshua. The Yeshua is going to come from what? Homotayich. From your walls, from your gedarim, from the fences. That's where the Yeshua comes from. And then he says, the second thing that Klai Yisrael has going for them is the Batei Midrashot and the Batei Knesiot. Like it says in the Gemara and Berachot, that after the Chorban Bet HaMikdash, God only has what? She'arim, the gates of Mitzuyanim Ba'alakha. And that's what it says there. Ush'araich Dehila. Ush'araich, referring to the She'are Batei Midrash. And that's going to be the salvation for Klai Yisrael. The Siyagim and the study halls. Lo yelach od ha-shemesh le'or yomam ulnoga ayareyah lo yailach v'hayalach Adonai le'or olam v'lohayich le'tefartech. The way they explain this pasuk is through a mashal. There was a guy and he's in the night and he has a light, a candle. He lights the candle. Also the wind comes, blows out the candle. Then he lights it again and it comes out again. And he keeps on lighting it. So finally he says, I have to wait till the sun comes out. Once the sun comes out, nobody can put out the sun. The Nimshal is the Jewish people were in Galut. And what happened? God sent us a redeemer. Oh, the light was on for a little while. Then what happened? The lights went out again. And God sent us another redeemer. Moshe Rabbeinu in the times of Egypt. Mordechai in Esther. And Parasu Madai. Matityahu Banav in the times of Hanukkah. But every time the lights went on, the lights came up again. So therefore, Borei Olam said, don't worry. At the end, I'm going to come and turn on the lights myself. The only reason why they went out is because it was Al Yedei Adam. Mm-hmm. So read the pasuk again. Lo yelach od ha-shemesh le'or yomam ulnoga yareyach lo ya'id lach. Which means, it's not going to be a shemesh that can set. Because the sun can set. Ulnoga yareyach. And then you have the light of the moon that can also go dark. It's going to be or olam. It's going to be nothing to go out. Lo yavo od shemshich mirayeg lo yasef. It's never going to be taken away. The sun and the moon ki Adonai yelach leor olam v'shalemu yemeh evlech. And the days of mourning that Bnei Yisrael have are going to be complete. They're going to come an end. If I'm not mistaken, the Bein Ishai over here, he has on the next pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ve'amech kulam sadikim le'olam yeshuares neser matai maasei adai lehitpa'er." At that time over there, "Ve'amech kulam sadikim." What does that mean? That everybody's going to have to go through a purging process. It's not going to be "Amech kulam sadikim" on their own. There's going to be tikkunim have to be done. Gilgulim. And Borei Olam is going to make the process that ultimately everybody who's zocher to this process, this is a zechut you need to get to the process, either it's Geinam or whatever it may be, ultimately, Ve'amech Olam Sadikim. And then, Le'olam Mir Shu'ar, they'll have eternal inheritance. Now, the Bnei Yishai explains from the Mekubalim, from Arizal, that this might happen through Gilgul. What happens to Gilgul? The Neshama has to be planted a few times over and over again. That's why it says Neser Mata'ai. Although it's written Mata'o, because normally a person is planted once, he's born once. But the Pasuk is sent to us Neser Mata'ai.
Oh, is that plural?
That's plural, Mata'ai. Sometimes they have to take the same plant and plant it over and over again. Ma'asei Adai Litpa'er. But ultimately, it's to bring it to Ma'asei Adai Litpa'er. Hakaton Yela Elef. Vatsa'ir legoy atzum. And the Adonai be'ita achishenna. What does it mean? The simple explanation is that a katon, which is Bnei Israel, the small one, is going to be plenty, la'elef. Vatsa'ir legoy atzum. And the small one is going to be a great nation. That's referring to Bnei Israel.
Is that a double lashon or what?
That's referring to Yaakov Abinu. He says the Mitzudat, "Kemo verab yavod sa'ir," right? The Bnei Yisrael called the sa'ir because we're the younger one. Now, Esav is the bechor, so therefore, had sa'ir, they go atzum. We're going to be the strong nation. Now, what's the double language you're asking me, Jacob? Why one time he says a katon yedeh, but say they go atzum? So the Bnei Yishai says that there's two hadushim here. When a person makes a sin, there's a shem Adanut, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person makes sins, or a Klaisa makes sins, the Aleph of Adanut falls off. And then what are you left with? Din. Right? Adanut without an Aleph is Midat Adin. So we have to pray to make the Shuvah so the Aleph will come back. Furthermore, he says, Bnei Israel is Yaakov. When Bnei Israel sin, it says the Yud from Yaakov comes off. And then what it becomes? Akev. Akev means to trample. We get trampled. Yaakov means we're the one that tramples. It's the verb. Yaakov, the one that tramples others. But Maklai says, making sins, the yud comes off. So the Rav says, Hakaton, the name of God, the Gadol name is Yud Kevavke. The Kator is Adanut. So the Rav says, Hakaton, what's going to happen to the name of God of Adanut? Yela Elef. The Aleph is going to come back. But Sa'ir, the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. What's the Hebrew letter? The smallest one, the Yud. But Sa'ir, the Goy Asum. It's going to come back to Goy Asum, which is Yaakov Abinu. So therefore, the letter is going to come back. Ani Adonai Beita Hashenu. There's a famous line over here. God says, I'm going to bring the Mashiach Beita in its time. And then it says, Ahishenu, I'll bring it early. And the Gemara says, make up your top mind. So the Gemara says, Zacha Ahishenu. Lo Zacha Beita. That means it depends. God says, I'm ready to bring the Mashiach. Even now, even early. But I saw from Rav Pam, and we'll conclude with this, Rav Pam Alav HaShalom says that the process of Mashiach is always Be'ita. It comes, you know, whenever God wants it, but the process is going to be stunning. It's going to be Achishenu. It's going to happen so fast. He says, take the Mashal. For 70 years you had the communist empire. Then we woke up one morning and they told us, it's gone. What happened? We went to sleep. If somebody would have told you in the height of the Cold War that the communist regime is just going to fall apart overnight, you tell me, what are you talking about? And that's how it is. Borei Olam, he brings the Geulah in suddenness. If you look how quick HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring down the world, look what happened at the end of March. The world, the night before, was the regular world. America was a regular country. New York was, everything was fine. Everybody was going around. I went to dinner that night. Everybody was doing, nobody had a mask. Nobody had nothing. Everybody was, and all of a sudden, boom. So Boreham shows us that Boreham can do a lot, and he does it. You don't have to wait for process. Normally when you have a system, it takes a process until it's 100 years until it happens. But Yonam says, no, because otherwise people will say, how long is it going to take? It'll take overnight. Overnight's a long time, by the way. But Yonam says, ani be'ita. But when that be'ita comes, you have to know it happens in a way of ahishenu. And Baruch Hashem, like we said at the beginning of tonight's shiur, at the beginning of tonight's shiur, we said, kinei ha-hoshech. That at the time of the hoshech, that's when you know the order is coming. The Hatam Sofet said, and we said over Shabbat, me'ashpot yarim b'byon. That when the Jewish people reach the Ashpot, when they reach the lowest level, yeah, then everybody Yarim. Ashpot, Rashi Tevot, Tavshin Pe Aleph, which is the month, which is the year that's coming now. So Bezat Hashem, Ashpot, from the lowest level, when the Olam will bring us the Mashiach, the Merav Yemun. Amen. Yeah, I hope so.
Don't dump us.